Today is Shrove Tuesday, Mardi Gras, the culmination of the pre-Lenten carnival. In Brazil, neighborhood carnival schools have been holding their world-famous parades, glittering extravaganzas that emphasize sequins, samba, and, as it turns out, quite a few gringos. NPR's Martin Casti reports from Rio de Janeiro.
It hardly comes as a surprise that carnival is big business. But what is amazing is how easy it is for tourists to buy their way into the main event. For about $150, foreigners can buy official costumes from the samba schools. The costume is, in effect, the entrance ticket to the parade, and foreigners often buy them as part of a package tour of Rio. These Americans are going to march with the Salgueiro Samba School. Their costumes, made of blue feathers, gauze, and glitter, represent jumping fish. From a distance, they're supposed to look like the waves on the ocean. Everyone who marches is also supposed to sing. The samba marches are competitions, after all, and the school is graded on how well people know the school song. To their credit, these gringos have the CD, and they're trying to memorize the words. But the Brazilians aren't about to bet their school's chances on the singing abilities of these foreigners. José Rezende, who just delivered $700 worth of fish costumes to the foreigners, says there are ways to compensate. We lose points, Rezende says, referring to the foreigners singing, so we try to put them in the middle to muffle them a little bit. On parade night, it's clear that the Salgueiro school has a lot of muffling to do. In the holding pen outside the Samba Stadium, there are foreigners in almost every section of the parade, among the fish people, the moon people, and the rocket people. Of course, the stars of the show are all Brazilians, the drum section, and the silicone-enhanced beauties up on the floats. But the cast of thousands in between includes a lot of people like Bertram here, who's visiting from Frankfurt, and who admits he hasn't learned the song. I'm just going to open and close my mouth, Bertram says. In the moon people section, a family from Turkey is more prepared.
You know how to samba?
Well, actually, yesterday, our friends from São Paulo, they brought us a samba teacher for us to learn samba for about a couple hours. So I think we're doing fine altogether.
Back in the fish people section, the Americans, who were first taken aback by their revealing costumes, now seem to be feeling more at ease.
You feel like a total freak doing this when it's just you, but then you see 8 million other people in costumes that are even freakier than your own. I mean, it's the only place where you could see a man walking down with a big porpoise on his head and not look twice, you know?
Somehow, by the time the Salgueiro school finally starts marching at 4 a.m., these hesitant gringos have melded perfectly into the crowd. It may be the caipirinhas they've been drinking, or perhaps the giddiness of the pre-dawn hour, but somehow they've become the fish people, the moon people, and the rocket men. And they look great. When the TV cameras zoom in on their faces, they're smiling, dancing, and moving their lips with complete abandon. Martin Casti, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.